Welcome everyone to the May 9th, 2013 meeting of the AMAT Citizens Involvement Committee. Thanks for coming out on a beautiful day. I know it's tempting to stay out there and enjoy the weather, but thank you for coming in to discuss these topics. We've got actually not so many items, but there's a lot of material in the items we have. So what I'm going to do is call the meeting to order. We will then please take a couple minutes or so to review the minutes of the March 14, 2013 meeting as submitted, and we will accept motions in connection with the minutes. Okay, we have a motion from Mr. Dusty Baker, and do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Bacon. Okay, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor accepting the minutes of the March 14, 2013 meeting as submitted, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. We'll then move to the technical progress report. What we're going to do is divert from the formal agenda here for just a few minutes, and we're going to get and receive some information from Roger Bacon. Roger's in the planning office of the Metro RTA organization. His emphasis is on the rail operation, rail planning, but he also, of course, has involvement in other areas, including the bus operation. So he'd like to present some information tonight to us.
Thank you. Metro RTA will introduce a demonstration door-to-door service. Thanks for forgiving for reading. Introduce a door-to-door service in northern Summit County this fall. Public meetings to discuss the service and to gather public feedback will be held on May 14th at the Transit Center, May 15th, which is a Wednesday, in Pinewood Garden and the Nordonia branch of the Summit County Public Library, and on May 16th at the Twinsburg City Hall. The service area will be north of Twinsburg Road and will serve Macedonia, Twinsburg, Northfield, and Sagamore Hills. The premium price service will provide access to travel destinations within the northern part of the county, including connecting service to Metro Line service into Akron. Service will run from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Please consult the Akron Metro website for times and locations or call me at Metro. Thank you.
If you'd like, we could take a brief period of time to accept an update on what's going on with Metro's rail activity. Metro actually is the owner and or custodian of the several segments on which Class 1 rail service had been discontinued actually quite a few years ago now. And some of it is in use by the Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railway, but Roger's got some things in the works, and I think it'd be valuable for us to know about it and interesting. So, Roger, why don't you continue with that just a little bit?
Okay, we own the old B&O between Akron and Canton, the old Erie coming in from Kent, and the line coming down. It's now freight rights are owned by Norfolk Southern from Hudson into Akron. In the past year, we have replaced two bridges on the tracks, and we have signalized two dangerous intersections, Pressler Road, the northern one, and Killing. That was done completely with federal money. We're actually, we plan to do some further work. There's a crossing in Canton that needs to be upgraded, and various odds and ends. We're also looking at freight service. Because we don't have commuter rail, that line has fallen apart, and we've taken it upon ourselves to pursue freight service to maintain that line, as I've said before, so future generations can have the ability to choose whether they want rail or not. Today, Wheeling Lake Erie met with some people down on Bank Street to look at the possibility of some plastic recycling. We've got a steel industry up in Hudson and Stowe that's definitely going to have rail service within the next 2-3 years. City of Stowe and the cities of Hudson are working actively with us, as are Norfolk Southern, AMATS and other people, other businesses watching that eagerly. So there's a lot going on, and with it we hope to raise revenues to keep the tracks that we do have in line.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for coming tonight. We'll be looking forward to more updates on this, because even though it's not the passenger service that so many of us, and I think a lot of the general public, would like to see, even though they keep a low profile about it, the freight service is a valuable job generator in this area.
We're looking, if I can just interject for just a moment, we're looking at trying to create 300 jobs up in Stowe and Hudson. And the meeting today was about 35 jobs in Akron. So we are moving forward, and we're serious about this.
Good.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to mention to the CIC.
Mr. Mackey.
I dropped off an article about Canadian Oil and the problems they're having getting a pipeline to the Gulf of Mexico. And the comment by the chair of their oil company was, we're just going to rail it in tanker cars. So they're looking at a lot more tanker cars being built and pushing toward the east, whether it be on Canadian lines or whether that be coming down through around Chicago and or south and to the east coast for refineries. That there'd be an increase in rail traffic just hauling crude down there.
It's been at least 25 years ago, maybe you remember this, Roger, but General American Tank actually had a tank train where the cars were interconnected with hoses, and it was literally a pipeline on wheels. This is not a new concept. And, of course, during World War II, it was very famous about the oil trains used to circumvent the threat of the German submarines on the East Coast.
Yeah, right.
So, this would be a very valuable...
And the same, along the same lines, with the dredging of the Panama Canal, it's going to open up Norfolk and Newark. Did I do that right? I think so. And what will happen is the freight coming in will cost about $212 per ton to move from one side of the freight yards in New Jersey and Virginia to the other. It'll cost $82 a ton to come to Ohio overnight and then be distributed. Okay. Norfolk is Norfolk Southern passing to the north of us, and Newark is CSX passing to the south of us. Our rail lines connect those two lines, and our feeder lines. Okay, CSX is going down to Columbus, and Norfolk Southern is going to the New Baltimore south of Toledo. Or was it North Baltimore? New Baltimore. So
Baltimore's a little...
Nice ice cream place.
Are they going to use that intermodal facility we have here in North Carolina for any freight movement?
There's a lot. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of intermodal facilities, and there's been some talk about locating one along our track. The city of Stowe would actually like to see a higher use of it, a higher industrial use. And I'm really glad to see the folks, in Stowe and the support that we've got from Ken Trenner and whatnot. He's always been really good to us. He's listened to us, and he's brought a lot of whole new energy to this project, and I appreciate the things that the local communities, not to slight Stowe, because they have been very Hudson, they've been very active in this.
Okay, good. All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you. I apologize for leaving.
Oh.
Thank you.
It's all right. We just like to hear those updates.
Thanks.
We're going to move on with the technical progress report, and Curtis has some additional information for us.
Yeah, two things. Just real quick. One, a lot of the staff time has been devoted towards, one, federal certification, which was happening today, and the reason Andy was in town, and then two, for the plan, TIP, and all the documents that we've got resolutions on this month in front of Policy Committee. The second thing is we did have our first season bike and brainstorm in Kent on April 20th. It was snowing, and we had 62 people show up and ride. We met at the Kent Central Gateway and at Parta. It was they provided a bus that we could tour and sit in. It was very cool, very multimodal. And then about 60 people at around 10 o'clock took off on a bike ride throughout Kent, and it was freezing, but it was incredible feedback. So that was a very positive meeting, and we hope to do a few more of those this season, hopefully under a little warmer circumstances.
As long as Kent's in the conversation, how's the
Gateway?
The Gateway Center coming there.
The parking deck is open. Uh-huh. So they just opened it last week.
Parking is currently free.
Yeah, parking is currently free in Kent. Won't be forever, but it is right now. And the rest of the facility is coming along nicely. You know, so they've kind of done like a slightly soft opening, but I believe the fall is when transit service will start actually going in and out of there. But yeah, the part you can
this fall.
Yeah, but you can now park right next to Aziza and Bar 145 and all those fun new places in Kent. So it's pretty cool.
About all that.
Well, I was in Kent on April 20th for the Bike and Brainstorm.
Okay.
I lived there.
Very good. Okay, that concludes the technical progress.
Yep, that concludes.
Okay. All right, very good. And we'll move on to item 4 on your agenda. First item will be the Transportation Improvement Program for fiscal years 2014 to 2017. In your packets, I believe it's item 6B. So Curtis will give us more information on that.
Yeah. And I don't know, Mr. Chairman, you know, we might, the other thing to note, the rest of the stuff we're going to go through today is actually resolutions. We don't require motions on all those, but I think if we do want to, you know, at the end maybe go back, and if we do want, we'll talk specifically about three of these, and we might want to go back and approve them in a slate or something, just to, if you guys do sign off on them and think that they're good documents. So starting off with the TIP, I think we talked about this a great deal at the last meeting. It's basically the four-year program of what projects receive federal funding in our area. It goes from fiscal year 2014, which begins July 1st of 2013, all through the end of fiscal year of 2017. You'll see on there quite a few. We have attached as the project listing, which shows the main projects, or all the projects that will receive funding in our area for those 4 years. The largest project of note is I-76 widening the three lanes from State Street to all the way to 21, or 21 to State Street, whichever this is, whatever the convention is. That was being paid for all through ODOT through some of their funding programs. We do have fewer capacity-adding projects than we have in the past. There's a lot more operational and resurfacing programs. We do meet the air quality analysis requirements, the fiscal constraint components of the federal regs, and so we are recommending approval of this document to our policy committee. And that's pretty much it. I'd be happy to answer any questions if there are any.
Anybody have anything? This is one of the items that the AMAT staff is requesting approval for.
It's resolution 2013-05.
Yeah, 2013-05. So, has been our custom, we'll take it as information for now and then come back to these resolutions later on in the meeting for the formal approval process, if that would be all right. Okay. Grumbling from the audience, so we'll move on to Transportation Outlook 2035, which is packet item 6C, and Krista will go ahead and detail that for us.
Yeah, thank you. So while the TIP is the short range and actually lists projects, the Transportation Outlook is the regional transportation plan, which is the long-term vision. So it covers between now and 2035, and it includes policy and project recommendations for highway, transit, bike, and pedestrian. One of the key reasons it's important, because for a project to get federal funding in our area, it has to be on or consistent with this plan. So if you look at the attachments, it's the actual, the entire report is on the website, but all the project recommendations and maps of them are attached to the packet. Some of the kind of, I guess, key things to point out would be for bike and ped in particular, before we mainly just had recreational trails listed. Now we have multi-purpose trails. We also have specific sidewalk recommendations and on-road bike recommendations, which could be things like bike lanes, but it could be signage or other things like that. So that's sort of a first for the plan. We had a, this was first presented to the AMATS committees in March. We had public meetings in here on the 9th and in Kent on the 18th. We had a 45-day public comment period, and then we also had the plan available at multiple locations and tried to do a lot more social media outreach. We didn't really get any public comment, but the plan is in conformity with our public participation process and also air quality, fiscal constraint, and environmental justice. So I'd be happy to answer any more specific questions, but those are the highlights of it. Thank you.
Okay. As with the previous item, it's takes the form of resolution 2013-06 and recommended by the staff for approval. So we will likewise come back to that. If anybody has any comments or questions, though, now would be the opportune time. Okay. Moving on, we are now in agenda item 5, and first up under that item is the Connecting Communities Planning Grant Awards for fiscal year 2013, and item 6A in your packets, and Krista will also fill us in on that item as well.
Thank you. We are pretty excited about this. And if you recall, we've done two rounds of Connecting Communities Planning Grants previously. It is two grants for $50,000 each, and the primary goal is to promote transportation alternatives and really look at how to connect transportation and land use and look at, you know, where neighborhoods and commercial areas and parks, and really look at how we can tie those together to improve accessibility, economic development, and promote transportation alternatives. So this will be the third round, and we had 10 applications. The top two, and they were scored by the staff and the Connecting Communities Planning Grant Task Force. The top two were the City of Barberton, and then the other is jointly the townships of Copley and Bath, essentially along the 18 Montrose corridor. So the City of Barberton was really looking at north-south connections along Van Buren and South Avenue. But they're really trying to, you know, kind of look at, they have the towpath, which is disconnected from downtown, and then they also have an industrial area, you know, kind of just south of downtown, and then some of the neighborhoods east-west are cut off from the different sides of town. So they're really looking at how to incorporate a lot of those areas together and promote economic development and accessibility. I think that one has a ton of potential, you know, to really work within the City of Barberton and, you know, make a lot of good recommendations that hopefully we can fund. And then the Montrose one is, you know, mainly along the whole Montrose area, along 18. And while we recognize that we can't fix all their problems, the application was sort of everything but the kitchen sink, you know, looking at accessibility from cars, looking at the transit issues, bike, ped, a lot of the traffic and safety concerns. So, you know, a $50,000 study can't address all those issues, but, you know, in discussing it with the community, we think that doing a kind of a big picture overview, kind of vision for the area, will really help the communities to, you know, when they go to make investments, figure out, you know, they'll just be looking at it piecemeal. So I think the goal really is to, you know, get everyone at the table talking about, you know, what are the major issues, what are kind of the, you know, the high level things that we want to accomplish, and then whether it's the communities or AMATS funding or pieces, you know, there is a vision, and, you know, it's when implementation or different things happen in Montrose. It's not just piecemeal, but it is part of a larger goal. So, you know, I think that one could be, you know, challenging, but I think that one could have a, hopefully, potentially, a lot of rewards. So hopefully those will get approved by the policy committee, and then we would probably start work this summer. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Mm-hmm. One question. The dotted line on the Barberton plan here going between the public housing and through the line lights, what is that?
The yellow one?
The orange one.
Oh, wait. That's the, oh, the orange.
Is that a proposed road? Or?
That is going.
Oh, you know what? That's a path. It, I think that's the, isn't that the proposed path where they're talking about there's an empty building and they were talking about potentially having, or is that land? Because I know somewhere along there they're talking about having an east-west where it almost goes in this little alley between a couple buildings. I don't know if that's it though. Let me see that picture.
No, because it's right on the southern part of the
Wilcox and Babcock. And that's where Babcock-Wilcox complex.
Yeah, we'll see where those buildings, like on 2nd Street, I think it, the idea would be a path that runs through there and then connects. I'm pretty sure that's what that is, but it's been a while.
I have to look at it. Double check. This is what they gave us as part of their application, kind of highlighting different.
So that's not a street?
No.
No.
They have to build a
different areas and existing infrastructure.
River canal and rails.
They have to build a bridge.
Make no small plans, gentlemen.
Actually, two. Where you got the Wolf Creek there too?
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden, Mr. Mackey's no longer optimistic.
Well, it's only a plan. We haven't committed money to it, you know. When they put in for the gold-plated bridge, we'll draw a line in the sand.
All right, fair enough.
Okay, that was my question.
We should look into that, though, because I don't recall what that is specifically.
Well, that's going to be a pedestrian path, I hope.
Or bike path. It would be. It would get you away from all that traffic over the main road.
It would, however, it's also a direct connection to a lot of the criminal element.
Well, yeah.
I lived in that neighborhood for 4 years.
Talking about Snydertown?
Yes.
I taught in Snydertown.
It's a what now?
Some of the criminal element from the public housing area.
Would be what?
It would probably make the, if this is a bike path or path in general, possibly.
I just like talking about Summit Lake and Lakeshore Drive. Yeah.
They're just expressing a concern that I've lived in that neighborhood for 14 years.
Those are my husband's clients.
Well, we'll give them a pass.
We'll be calling everyone for input.
Yeah.
Well, these being the two highest scoring projects, I mean, is this a done deal now? I mean, these are the awards?
It will be if the policy committee approves it.
If the policy.
Yeah, Talmadge put together the third project. Mm-hmm. They put together in Brimfield a really strong application. I think, and we really would have liked to fund them, but obviously we only have enough money for.
Are you
well, I guess the thing that catches,
we hope, so probably 18 mm-hmm. months. Probably
the thing that catches my eye is that the name of the thing is connecting communities and Talmadge Brimfield and Montrose, north, south, east, west, Bath, and Copley. That kind of has a connective ring to it. Mm-hmm. City of Barberton, all within the city.
One challenge we've had is scope. I mean, not challenge. I think when we started the program, this is only the third round, so I think we've learned a lot in 2 years. But like the city of Ravenna Township and Rootstown, it pretty much goes from the northern part of Ravenna all the way to kind of where the Neomed is. It's about 5 miles. And I think, one thing there is like just the length has been kind of challenging in the different areas. So I think, we've really tried to think about scope and what's possible within, what we're trying to get. Right. And can we get that?
And then I think with Barberton, too, there was a lot with the neighborhoods mm-hmm. kind of like on each side of the river, connecting those to Lake Anna and to the downtown area. So while it's not connecting jurisdictions, we saw it being, connecting a lot of different citizens to areas that they can't currently.
It would be easier to implement being within the city jurisdiction.
That would be the hope.
As fast as years go by, could Talmadge and Brimfield reapply?
Yeah, actually, that's what we would. Well, when we get high-scoring apps like that that don't, we go back to that community and encourage them to apply again. And you know, and a lot, like, Barberton and Montrose have applied three times, each time they've applied. You know, so Talmadge is the first year they applied. Not saying they have to pay their dues, but, you know, that it was the first time we saw the application, and you know, we had been working with the other communities as well, so I think... that's how the scoring kind of played out, but yeah, they'll definitely. I think that area is in great need of some attention too, especially if, where those two communities connect and some of the potential development opportunities out there.
Okay. Anybody else have anything on this particular item? Okay. So we'll wait to hear from the policy committee on that. Be any kind of high drama? Or?
There typically hasn't been. I mean, I've already talked to Mayor Klein. You know, he was wondering about it and of Talmadge, and you know, he understood. And you know, I think they've all experienced enough rejection and grants that they don't take it too personally. But but Portage County might say something. You know, they like to usually see a nice split between the two counties, but sometimes it's not possible. So. But I don't foresee any major drama.
All right. Okay, also under this item, we've got three additional resolutions, which are contained in your packets under attachment 6B, which is resolution 2013-07, work program and budget. And we also have resolutions 2013-08-09 under attachment 6E in the packets, which involve approval of the regional transportation plan and the TIP, and affirms that these items are consistent with the state implementation plan for air quality. That's 08, and then 09 certifies that the area's planning process complies with all applicable federal requirements. And, of course, the staff is asking for approval on that. So if you'd like to take a moment and just review that, does the staff have anything they'd like to add with the those three?
The work program is basically our budget of what how we expect to spend funds from this July through next June. The certification and air quality consistency resolutions are definitely, you know, standard. We do it every year. We, you know, kind of reaffirm what we do. And so there's really not a lot to those in terms of substance.
Okay. All right. We are asked to approve this sizable slate this evening, resolutions 2013-04. The fiscal year 2013 grants for the connecting communities, the 05, which is the TIP for fiscal years 2014 through 2017, the 06, which is the Transportation Outlook 2035, and then what we just talked about, the 07, 08, and 09. Would anybody like to make a motion in connection with these resolutions?
Yes, ma'am. I move that we vote on these resolutions.
Okay, as a slate.
That's slate.
Mr. Coletta, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Mackey, second.
Mr. Mackey is going to be the second. All right. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of accepting resolutions 2013-04, 05, 06, 07, 08, and 09 as a slate, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. That concludes the formal agenda. We now move, if anybody has any other business or remarks, questions, comments, now would be the time.
If I can add, if anyone has any comments for the federal transportation planning process to the feds, I do have their contact info. If for some reason it's up here, if you want to, you know, if you want to let them know about the transportation planning process, that's all I have.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to add?
I might mention in passing that on the 18th, we're having our Hill Climb on Cadillac Hill. You're all welcome to come.
What day is that?
The 18th is a...
Bring a bike with very low gears, I recommend.
Yeah.
Very low.
Bring a camera.
Okay.
Just come and watch.
Anybody else? All right, our next regular meeting will be Thursday, July 18th, 2013, right here in the same location in the library. Certainly hope to see all of you, plus hopefully some more faces in the seats. But thanks a lot for coming out tonight, and enjoy the rest of the beautiful evening. And, of course, we hope that Mr. Sun keeps peeking out here in the next few days, and so we can all enjoy it. We'll now entertain motions for adjournment.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Baker?
I'll second.
Mr. Collette is the second. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of adjournment at this time, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.